Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, pretty people. Welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We're on episode number 240. And in this episode, I want to address Gen Z. I have Gen Z kids in my house, and I just love them. And I want you to know that if I could, and if you're listening out there, I would hug each and every one of you, because in my brain, somehow, I feel like everyone of this generation is somehow my child, my children. I just want to hug on you and love you and tell you that you are precious and you're fine and you're not behind and you're on the right track and it'll all be okay. And the reason I wanted to record this today is because when I think about the Slow Living book that I wrote it as a guidebook to life. And it was essentially the adulting book that I wished I had when I was in my early 20s and trying to figure it all out. I wanted someone to tell me it was all going to be okay, and that I had a good head on my shoulders, and that I made good decisions. And somehow you don't know how it's all going to work out, and you still kind of have to give it a try anyway. Change is scary. Change is uncomfortable. And that's where growth happens. So it's the same thing when you're in the gym and you don't want to do those reps. And that last one, your muscles are quaking and you really just don't want to do it. But you also know that that's how it happens. That's how muscles grow. That's how brains grow. And that's how change for the better happens. Some things feel scary, but it doesn't mean that they're wrong. And slow living is all about simply looking only within and filtering everything through your own nuances, your own lived life experiences, and then advice. And hopefully it's advice from real people and your friends and your family. But lately, lots of the advice is coming from ChatGPT, the internet, TikTok, all of those kind of things. And so if you want a guidebook, read the Slow Living book, Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World. It is essentially written for you. And I'm so glad that you're here. So if you're in your late teens, your 20s, maybe even your early 30s, welcome. And please know that if you feel a little bit untethered right now, a little unsure, a little behind, and a little wondering, am I doing this right? Is this what adulting is? This episode is for you. I'm not going to fluff you up, and I'm not going to fix things that might not need fixing. But I do want to say this very clearly. I promise you are not behind. You are living right now in a moment of time that looks very, very different than what came before you. And so if you have people saying, well, when I was 25, I did this. And when I was 30, I had this, this, and this. Uh-uh. That's people remembering what was life was like for them in the 80s and 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s, those type of things. Don't listen. Do what's right for you. You're living in a moment that is so much different. And it is what it is. And you can be upset. You can be mad. You can climb in your bed and pull the covers over your head and decide you never want to get out. Or you can accept it in a slow, steady, and thoughtful way. Pretending everything is fine, sort of like that toxic positivity, or pretending that the old rules still apply, both of those things will not work in the long run. both of those things, that grin and bear it, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, will lead to burnout. And then the old way of doing the same thing that maybe your predecessors, your older your parents, your older siblings, your cousins may have done might not work either. Was that that saying, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. That won't help you build a life that works. So let's just call it as we see it. The economy feels shaky. Housing is expensive. Career paths are not linear anymore. And the old formula, go to school, get a job, buy a house, retire, party off into the sunset. That formula feels fuzzy and it feels hazy and probably out of reach. And because of that, you may feel behind. But please know the game has changed, and the best thing you can do is to pivot and find a way to make the game work for you. So let's talk about it. People write to me and they're feeling behind. They feel less than, that they don't have their dream job that is giving them purpose. They're still living at home. They're still having their family pay their cell phone bill or insurance, car insurance, that type of thing. And sometimes some people think that you haven't launched. And I want to gently reframe that, because you are not failing to launch. Instead, you are responding to reality and you're looking at the system and going, wait a second, does this actually even work anymore? And that pause, that questioning, that hesitation, that is not weakness. That's awareness. But awareness alone is not enough to build a life. At some point, you do need to take action steps and you do need to move forward, not perfectly and not quickly, but slowly, thoughtfully, methodically, and with intention. Before we talk about what to do, I want to talk about what you're already doing well, what you're doing so much better than generations before you. And I tell my own kids this all of the time. You are overall, hand over fists, so much healthier and smarter than previous generations. You're drinking less or not at all. You are so much more aware of mental health. You care about relationships. You care about balance, and you don't want to burn out just to prove something. And that is so commendable. And it is absolutely not laziness, it is wisdom. You've watched older generations run themselves into the ground, and you said, no, I refuse. I do not want that. Good. Keep that. But sometimes wanting an invitation or an okay or a green light turns into waiting and waiting and waiting. So maybe you're waiting until things feel clearer, or waiting until you feel more confident, or waiting until the world makes more sense, or waiting until there's a new politician in whatever office you've been watching. I'm going to say this kindly and as directly as I can. Clarity doesn't come from waiting. It comes from moving. It comes from testing yourself. It comes from making teeny tiny different micro decisions each and every day. You can't sit and do nothing and think and daydream and manifest your way into a clear life. That doesn't work. That's old school kind of new age hippie nonsense. That does not work. I want you to live fully. So let's talk about slow living, and not the aesthetic version that you see on TikTok or Instagram, not candles and cozy blankets, although those are absolutely lovely. But I'm talking about slow living as a framework for decision making. At its core, slow living means simply look only within. It means you stop outsourcing your life decisions to noise and nonsense. What is noise and nonsense? Social media, pressure from well-meaning family members or people in your life, the lady at church. And it's stop outsourcing your life to timelines. Oh, I thought by 20, 30, I would be doing this by now. These timelines might not even make sense anymore. And so that's when you tweak and you fine-tune and you modify. I want you to start asking, what type of life do I actually want to live? Not the fastest path, not the most impressive to other people, but the most sustainable path. So if you're new here, I want to introduce you. And if you've been here for a while, I'm going to reintroduce you to the Peace Pyramid. Because you're going to build a life from the ground up, and you need to know what exactly supports peace. There are five core areas: time management, health, finances, organization, and relationships. And here's the thing: if one of these are out of alignment, you'll feel it. You can't out-earn burnout. Many people think, oh, if only I had more money, I wouldn't be so stressed. Maybe it depends on the situation, but you can't out-earn burnout. You can't out-organize poor health. Many people say, oh, if only my pantry or my linen closet looked the way they did on that TikTok reel, I would feel so much better about myself. No, you can't out-organize poor either physical or mental health, and you absolutely can't out-hustle a broken relationship. So instead of chasing success as this one big thing, we slowly and thoughtfully build stability in each of those five areas. So I know what you've been told. You've been told to follow your passion and scroll back. I've got an episode on living the life of your dreams and passion and purpose. I'm not sure the number. Just scroll back. If something jumps out at you, listen with fresh ears. I don't want you to follow your passion. I'm going to offer you something different than that. I want you to follow stability. Stability gives you breathing room and it gives you options. It gives you the ability to say no to things that don't feel right. So instead of asking, what do I love? Start with, what can support me? What kind of work allows you to pay your bills without draining every ounce of energy you have? And whatever you choose, it doesn't have to be forever, but it does have to be for right now. Start slow, start building. I want you to also learn to live on less. This is not flashy and it's not fun. Frugality, I wear it as a badge of honor, but many people do not. But learn to live on less. If you haven't already read The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley, do so. You can learn to live on less. And when you do, you will always have power because you won't be trapped. You won't need to stay in a job you hate just to survive. And you won't need to say yes to everything out of fear. This doesn't mean deprivation. It means awareness. It means knowing on purpose where your money is going and deciding what matters to you. What are you going to spend that $1 on? If you need to, go old school and do everything with cash for a while and decide every time you're opening your wallet, is this the correct decision for me?
Hi there, pretty people. Steph here, and I have an opportunity for you to coach with me. If you've listened to the Kelsey, the Melissa, and the Shelley series and past episodes with Beth and Catherine, you know who I am. You know I'm a real person, and I am here to help you. It's not too late to live the life of your dreams. I've worked with people from all over the world, and I'm happy to work with you. You can find all the information at stephanieoday.com/coaching, COACHING. There's also an opportunity to plop yourself on my calendar for a free complimentary call. Just go to that coaching page and scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on the calendar link. I'm happy to help, and I'm here to serve you.
Next thing I want you to do is to decide to build a career that feels calm. So instead of chasing a dream job, build a calm career. So what is a calm career? A calm career supports your life, but it doesn't consume it. It allows rest. It allows space for your relationships. It allows you to answer the phone when your spouse calls or your future children call. It allows you to prioritize your physical and your mental health, and it allows wiggle room for creativity. You can absolutely still be ambitious and you can still grow, but I want you to do it in a way that you're not self-sacrificing to make other people happy. I don't want you to abandon yourself because you're chasing accolades at work. Okay. Another thing I want you to start paying attention to is investing. I've got lots of past podcast episodes on the FIRE philosophy, financial independence, retire early. You do not need to retire early, but you do need to know that FI number. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to time the stock market. You certainly, please do not chase trends. What you need instead is consistency. Teeny tiny small amounts invested regularly over a long period of time, because then your money is in the bank and it's making baby money. This is quiet. This is boring. And it works. When you think of protecting yourself, I had a past episode on protecting your energy. And I want you to really think about energy as one of your most valuable resources. And we often kind of treat it like it's unlimited, but it's not. Burnout is expensive. Stress is expensive. Chaos is expensive. So at this nice young age, start paying attention to what drains you. People will tell you over and over again, oh, you're so young. You've got time. You do. You absolutely have time. Time is on your side. But that doesn't mean that you need to deplete your energy. Start doing things that restore you and begin now making tiny, small adjustments. So we've talked about this before, and in the Slow Living book, I talk about this, of what success means. A lot of times when you're young, success feels like something you share at a cocktail party or when you're meeting new friends, and the conversation immediately turns to, well, what do you do for work? Where did you go to school? And those type of things. And depending on your job or depending on the school, you may get gasps of, oh, that's amazing, or oh, that's so cool, or oh, I always wanted to do that. And also, you may not. And guess what? None of that in the great big huge scheme of things matters, because what matters is you going back, having a calm career, shoveling money into investment accounts, having it make baby money, and deciding on purpose to be slow, steady, and calm. Because I want you to zoom out. I don't want you to imagine yourself at 25 or 30. I want you to imagine yourself at 60. And not just financially, but holistically. Do you feel calm? Do you feel proud of your life? Are you connected to people you care about and who care about you? Because it's entirely possible to build a life that looks successful, but it feels terrible to live in. Look at all of kind of the tech titans that you grew up listening about. And maybe they're billionaires. Maybe they have private jets and they've got this and that. But are they happy? Are they content? Are they fulfilled? Do they have great relationships that feed their soul? Because I want you to live life slowly. I don't want you to build a life that feels terrible to live in. I want you to build a life that works from the inside out, not just on paper, but it feels good in your brain and your body. Okay, pretty people. If everything I've said feels like a lot, good news. You don't have to do everything. Here's what I want you to do this week. Get the Slow Living book. Start reading it. Make notes in the margin. Create a timeline for yourself and work backwards. Where do I want to be at 60? And then decide on purpose, some teeny tiny baby steps. If you haven't already started an investment or some sort of savings account with a high interest rate, open one and start putting something in, even a teeny amount. At work, look around, see what other people are doing. Is the job you're currently in one you want to be in decades from now? Maybe you start researching and exploring and talking to other people and getting some shared life advice that then you can decide on purpose to apply to your life. For a little while, what if you stopped scrolling? What if you went for a walk outside at lunch and didn't bring your phone with you? And instead, you looked up at the trees and listened for the birds. Because we're not rushing. We are beginning. And you have your whole life, which is so exciting. I don't want you to be in a panic. And please know you do not need to sprint. You do need to start. And because slow living isn't about opting out, it's about choosing your life on purpose. And thankfully, you've got time, more than you think, but it's not forever. So just right now, take a step. This is the game of life. And as I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it's not chutes and ladders. If you are on a square and you like the square and you want to really think and thoughtfully maneuver, do so. But you're not going to slide backwards. You just are where you are. But take that step, a small one. And then another, and trust that a life built slowly will absolutely be a strong, stable, and beautiful one. Let me know your thoughts. Email me. Where are you in life? How does this feel to you? Does this feel like, okay, Steph, I can do this? Read the book. Do the journaling pages. You can download them at stephanieoday.com/daily, DAILY, and then email me. I'm at steph@stephanieoday.com. I'll write you back. Okay, pretty people. As always, I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'll be back in your earbuds next week.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slowed down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.